What things are considered that you got distracted from your suda, and therefore you have to make an ubracha before you continue? Sif alef. Goma sudosoy v'notal yodol v'mayim achreinim. Once a person washed mayim achreinim within the suda, eino yochel lechol le'lishtis ad shevor b'rsamos. That asks him from doing any eating or drinking until he makes the birch zamozin, because this is a sign that you unequivocally finished eating. And once you finished eating, you're supposed to make birch zamozin and not eat anything else afterwards. Once he's already prepared for the birch zamozin. If he just said, let's bench, but he didn't actually wash his hands yet, then according to this opinion, once he said, you can't drink anymore, but here, one can't drink, provided it makes another bracha. So it's a hesach hadas from the original drinking, and therefore he has to make another bracha, but it's not such a gemar, an end of the suda, that requires me to eat pirus. In respect to eating afterwards, it's the same thing as shtia according to the rush, which means you have to make the bracha, you want to continue eating. But when Yoyne Varan, Chidoshani, they hold that even if you said, Havan al-Varech, even though you stopped eating, even if you took all the food off the bread at the table, still, that even though he prepared himself to bench by saying, I want to bench and clear off the table, but these are Rishonim hold, it's not enough of a Hesach HaDas in respect of food that you'd have to make a new bracha. That was always in the back of his mind, he has to maybe possibly eat a little more. So come upon, this is a suffix brachas, and therefore if one said just have a varech, he would not make a bracha on the food that he eats afterwards.